Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been looking at the story of Lot, found in the book of Genesis, chapter number 13, or at least it begins there, Genesis 13. And on Monday we saw that Abraham, and of course his entire family, had been down into Egypt. It was a dark chapter in Abraham's life. He had left the Ur of the Chaldees, and he'd come into Canaan's land, and there he had been to Bethel. But there came that time that he chose to go down into Egypt, and of course there he lied and was less than what he would, what he should have been, certainly. But Abraham came up out of Egypt, and Lot with him, the Bible says, and there they prospered. God blessed them. God blessed them both. But the blessing turned out to be a curse. Somehow or another, sometimes we think that financial blessings or beauty or good looks or, whatever. We think that, the things that we esteem highly in this world, we think that those are blessings. I'm not sure that they are. Sometimes I think they're curses. I think it's so much harder for a beautiful, a gorgeous person, a handsome person to live for God and to be pure-hearted and pure-minded and pure in body, pure in their vows and commitments. Sometimes, of course, Scripture says harder for a rich man than it is to put a camel through the eye of a needle. And so rich men tend to lean toward their riches and not on the things of God. So sometimes the things that we think are a blessing are actually a curse. The blessings is what separated Abraham and Lot. They had so much they couldn't stay together. Their herdsmen were arguing over the land and over the resources of that good land. And so there came that time, there came that place, that there came the division between them. And when it came down to it, they were to decide, how are we going to separate this? And Abraham chose the noble thing and said, you go to the right, I'll go to the left. You go to the left, I'll go to the right. You take whatever you want, and I'll take what's left. And of course, God blesses that attitude. And Matthew 19 confirms that. And everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or fathers, or mothers, or wives, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold, and shall inherit everlasting life. Well, yesterday we saw in Genesis 13:10, Lot lift up his eyes and beheld the plain of Jordan, and it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. A good place to raise cattle, but the worst place on earth, the filthiest city on earth to raise children. And he, it was even as the garden of the Lord. So he had his religious reason, but his real reason was that it was like the land of Egypt. Lot liked Egypt. He enjoyed Egypt, and it reminded him of Egypt. And yesterday we started the question, the most important question in our lives is heaven or hell. That's the most important question. That's the eternal question. That will determine your eternal destiny, heaven or hell. And everyone must make that decision and answer that question. But may I say, there is a second question that is, when we get to heaven, when we get there, it will become the most important. To get there, we have to make the first decision, heaven or hell, and we have to choose Christ. But once we get there, the most important question will have been, did we live our lives for God? So the first question is heaven or hell. But the second question is heaven or earth? Heaven or earth? Am I going to spend my sojourn down here living for the world and the things it offers? Or am I going to spend it like Abraham did, just a pilgrim, a sojourner, looking for a city that hath foundations, whose builder and maker was God? Are we investing all of our energy, time, resources, our affection, our heart? Are we investing it in the earth, in this present life, in this world? Or is our affection set above? Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice today has made a decision, one or the other. If you're saved, you've either chose heaven or earth. May God help us to choose heaven and to live like it. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us, I pray, make this second most decision in our lives, and that is to choose the things of heaven over the things of earth. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.